We'll call this council meeting of Amherstburg Council to order. I would ask that everyone would stand and we'll open up with a word of prayer by our deputy clerk, Paula Parker.
O Lord, our heavenly Father, teach us to put to good account whatever talents thou hast lent us, to discuss with patience and zeal the municipal affairs which have come before us this day. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Let me welcome everyone here this evening. I would ask that this time have any member of council any disclosures they wish to declare. Seeing none, I have that entered into the minutes, and of course normal procedure will apply if during the course of this particular meeting one finds themselves in conflict. Notification to the chair identifying what the conflict is, and we certainly will have that entered into the minutes. Just before we begin with dealing with the minutes of the previous meetings, I want to take this opportunity. At our last meeting, there was some discussion going on in the audience, and I had centered out, I don't know if Jeff is here, but Jeff Kidd, I had centered out and stated it was Jeff Kidd, and I certainly made a mistake, and I want to, at this time, Jeff, offer my apology to you. That being said, I will now deal with the minutes of the previous meeting. What's council's pleasure relative to that? Councilor Sutton.
I'll move that the minutes be adopted as recommended, the ones listed in items 1 through 4.
It's been moved. Is there a supporter for that motion? Councilor Pino. Are there any errors, omissions, or corrections, comments, or concerns? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you, Mayor. Item 6, reports from Community Services 6.1 with respect to TV Ontario's giver program. Administration is asking if council would consent to pulling that item. We're gathering new information just provided in the past few days.
So that will be deferred and brought back at a later date?
Yes.
Okay.
Then item 9, reports from Corporate Legal Services 9.1, development agreement for 585 Sandwich Street South, Families First Funeral Home at Chapel, Inc.
With council's pleasure, Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move the report from the Manager of Planning and Development Services dated April 15th of this year regarding a development agreement at 585 Sandwich Street South, Families First Funeral Home at Chapel, Incorporated, be received. Council approved the site plan and agreement for this address. And number 3, the bylaw 2014-26, being a bylaw to authorize the signing of a development agreement, be taken as having been read 3 times, finally passed, the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign the same.
Supported by Councilor Davey. Further discussion? Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hirst. Through you to Rebecca. You know, this is great that we're having another facility coming to Amherstburg, and I know it's welcome. But I just have concerns regarding the parking. Will 79 parking spaces be adequate, in your opinion?
Thank you, Mayor Hirst. The zoning bylaw general provision section does identify requirements for parking spaces. And 79 far exceeded the requirement of the zoning bylaw for this use, the size and the nature of the use.
Follow-up.
What will happen if it's a large funeral? Where will the spill-off go?
Thank you, Mayor Hirst. As mentioned, because the parking requirement and what is being provided, it's far greater. I would think that they could then stage the excess vehicles during a large funeral right in the parking lot, actually, because there is a lot of additional parking being provided.
And in today's local paper, it stated that there could be 3 funerals at one time. Given the fact that it's right on Sandwich Street, our busy street, and I'm not looking for any problems, I just want to make sure that everybody's kept safe. If that happens, like, will there there be a place on Sandwich Street that they could they wrap around any place in on another street and still keep traffic flowing? And I know they stop at once the funeral is starting to proceed, but I'm just concerned about the traffic in that area.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think that, and perhaps the applicant might want to come forward as well, but they could stage and they could line up even on Crown Ridge. The proposed development is at the corner of Sandwich and Crown Ridge. They are right turns then out of Crown Ridge and Sandwich, so that would keep the traffic moving along as well. But they could line up along Crown Ridge, and that would be the spot there.
Okay.
The likelihood of there being three services at the same time in Emmitsburg is very unlikely, but a facility in a town that has a great potential has to be built to be able to accommodate that future potential, and that's what it's being built as.
And as for the park?
Go ahead.
As for the parking, do you think that the 79 spots will be adequate and that you will have to use additional, like Sandwich Street, or will the 79 be enough?
Certainly in the beginning, 79 should be more than sufficient. If you'll see how the parking lot is designed, it's not unusual in that facility as are others. If we're very busy, we have normally have team out in the parking lot, and we can monitor the parking, show where you know open spots are coming in, as well as park along some of the staging areas along the sides. So there's a lot there. There's also a lot of opportunity for us for future development. We've left a section of it open just to see what happens over the next 4 or 5 years. Certainly if we end up with the support of the entire community, we'll be expanding that parking very, very quickly. All of our facilities are known to have more than enough parking.
Rebecca, you wanted to add something?
Yes, thank you, Mayor Hirst. Also, as part of the consultation and the planning process that's gone on during site plan control, Frank Berry, who's a well-known traffic engineer, did provide comments regarding the use of the site as well. And he felt that traffic would not be an issue based on time of use. Generally, the timing of funerals, that it wouldn't create any traffic issues in this location.
Having regard for that particular discussion on the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Next item.
Item 9.2, removal of part block control, Gulfview subdivision.
Councillor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that report be received, that council approve the request to extend the time frame specified in the amendment to the lands described in the bylaw, and that bylaw 2014-28 being a bylaw to amend bylaw 2012-36 to extend the expiration date and amend the land described for part block control exemption be read 3 times, finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign same.
Supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried.
Next item 11, information reports, and there are three reports before you, Council.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move the information reports A through C be received.
Supported by Councilor Pilon. Any discussion relative to A, B, C? Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to. Those washrooms are going to be closed around 9 o'clock at 19.
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
And I have a question as to the park bylaw governing time of the park closing. Has there ever been any thought in looking into that bylaw to, like, you know, help control any kind of mischief and stuff like that?
Mr. Mayor, we haven't looked into it for a while. I believe the park bylaw is 11 p.m. if I'm not mistaken. And you know, it hasn't been on our radar to deal with it in any way, but we can certainly
do something.
For sure.
On the motion, Councillor Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm just wondering if accommodation can occur for special events like Wine Festival and other festivals that may go on later in the evening so that that having open washrooms as people are leaving fireworks or wine festival or whatever, that the community isn't inconvenienced by people heading back to their cars.
Mr. Mayor, certainly there would be occasions when the washrooms are left open later, but one of the things we try to control is some of the damage that happens to them as a result of events like that as well. So we'll have to kind of be careful.
Anyone else? Councilor Sutton.
Thank you. Through you and Dean, our thanks for coming in and finding some efficiencies there as well. The savings of $10,000 this year and $19,000 in the future is more than welcome to us and all of our residents. So thanks for that initiative.
On the motion, all in favor? Motion is carried.
Item 12, consent correspondence, and there are 5 items before you, Council.
Councilor Davies.
I'd like to pull out the item B, please.
Certainly. Councilor Boucher.
I'd like to pull out item D, please.
Anyone else? Councilor Pilon.
I'll move the rest of the correspondence be received.
The rest of the correspondence under the consent agenda be received, supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Councilor Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, the Juneau Beach Center is wanting to pay tribute to the soldiers, 359 Canadian soldiers who were killed in action on the beaches of Normandy. One of them was a resident of Amherstburg, James Gerard. And I've spoken to the Legion Branch 157, and they would be pleased to contribute to helping with the campaign to raise awareness of the role of Canada that played in the D-Day landing and honor those who lost their lives. Funding will be raised to ensure the placement of tributes in a time for the 70th, as well as helping pave the way for the future commemoration. So I want to thank and look forward to the Legion participating with Amherstburg to make sure that the lost soldier in our community is going to be recognized.
Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. I just want to refer to this this letter we received from the Amherstburg Road and Veteran Committee, and they go on to state all the work that they have been doing since they initiated this program in 1985, and they've done their own fundraising through plant sales every year, and they improve, they replace, and they supplement the two parks, which is the Navy Yard Park and the Seagram's Park, and they've raised thousands of dollars, and many hundreds of hours have been volunteered. And as you know, we are the roto capital of the world, and it is because of people like the committee members that have dedicated so many hours. And they have also worked very hard to bring about a special rhododendron plant in honor of one of our Amherstburg's great leaders, and we called him Roto Bob, and because he initiated the program. And it's in, you know, they have a brand new plant in Robert Sutherland's name, and it was mostly through his efforts that we have these beautiful parks. And really, they're not asking anything from us. They thank St. Clair College and for working with them, and this is only going to be for 3 more summers, and. They prepare the plants, they do all the watering, the planting, everything. And I was just going to ask if we could, as an appreciation to them, and I did speak to Paula briefly about it, if we could advertise at the back page of the RTT and advertise their plant sale for them.
I don't know, I think what you're going to have to put forward a motion to that effect.
Okay.
It has to come through a motion to do something like that. So
well,
if you want to put forward a motion, now is the time.
I'm not sure whether or not that will fit in our little calendar, and there wouldn't be a cost, or if it won't fit in the calendar.
In ours? You can do it in that. I thought you talked about it.
Yeah, excuse me, thank you. If we add the information to the calendar date, then it won't cost us anything for the advertisement. But if we were to go separate from that, it would cost us for the ad.
And how would you want it? Would you want it in that, or do you want it in the paper? That's the thing.
Could I ask our committee?
I think it should be, no, I think it should be in the paper. If we're going to, the Rollo has been here for, as you said, since 85, they did a tremendous job in our community. And I think that's the least we can do as council to take the time to thank them for the contributions they have made over these many years and the contributions they'll be making in the years to come.
Okay, so then I would so move that council advertise in the back of the RTT the information that the Rodo provided us regarding their plant sale.
There's support for that. Councilor Pilon, all in favor? Motion is carried. I would now entertain a motion that we adopt B and, of course, D and the consent correspondence. Councilor Davies?
I so move.
It's been moved, supported by Councilor Pilon. All in favor? Motion is carried.
Item 13, consent other minutes, and there's one set of minutes before you.
That's the Committee of Adjustment. Councilor Pilon.
Motion to receive the minutes.
Been moved, supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Discussion, if any? All in favor? Motion is carried.
The item 14, correspondence 14.1, is from the Teachers of English as a Second Language, October 12th to the 18th, 2014.
Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the documents be received. The council proclaim October 12th to the 18th, 2014 as Teachers of English as a Second Language Week in the town of Amherst.
And supported by Councilor Davies. Further discussion, if any? Hearing none, all in favor? Motion is carried.
Item 14.2, Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus Awareness Month.
With Council's pleasure, Councilor Pilon.
Motion that correspondence be received and council proclaim June 14th as Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus Awareness Month in the town of Amherstburg.
Supported by Councilor Sutton. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried.
Item 15, unfinished business from Tuesday, April 22nd, 2014.
Any unfinished business? Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. I was just going to ask if anyone is here, I know they've been here all day, whether or not they have a report for the regarding the roads just yet, if they were going to go back and try to get a costing for the roads that have not been completed, and whether or not they've had any success with the developers.
Antoinette?
Sure. Through you, Mayor. We are still working on gathering all the information, and I know that Todd Hewitt has had some correspondence with some of the developers, so he's gathering that. He's as well as spoken to our solicitor to get some advice on some of the other issues. So we are planning to come back with some additional information once it's all gathered.
Anything else under unfinished business? If not, new business. Nothing under new business. Reports from the in-camera meeting of April the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council met at 8:30 a.m. on April the 15th for a special in-camera meeting and discussed one item as provided for under Section 239 of the Municipal Act. Item A was personal matters. It was heard under Sections 239, 2, B, and D. There is nothing further to report on this matter. And if I may, there was also an in-camera this afternoon.
Sure.
Council also met at 1:20 p.m. on April the 22nd for a special in-camera meeting and discussed one item as provided for under Section 239 of the Municipal Act. That was also personal matters heard under Section 239 2B, and there is nothing further to report on this matter.
Okay. I think just for information purposes, when we do the minutes of this meeting, that is
it will
on
be there.
Okay, that takes care of the in-camera session. I bring this to notices of motions. Are there any notices of motions at this time? Seeing none, I bring this to bylaws.
Bylaw 19.1 is a bylaw to amend zoning bylaw number 1999-52 as amended for 5775 Concession 5 North Amherst.
Councillor Sutton.
Thank you. Move that bylaw 2014-27 being a bylaw to amend zoning bylaw number 1999-52 as amended for 5775 Council Concession 5 North, that was easy to say, Amherstburg, be read three times, finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign the same.
The supporter, Councillor Pilon, supports that motion. Further discussion? If not, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Can I bring this to the confirmatory bylaw? Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the bylaw 32 for 2014 being a bylaw to confirm all resolutions of the Municipal Council held on April 8th and 22nd, 2014 be taken as having been read three times, finally passed, and the mayor and the clerk be authorized to sign the same.
There is support for that motion. Councillor Davies supports that motion. Further discussion? Not all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. I bring this to the agenda, the adjournment.
Motion
Councilor
to adjourn.
Sutton,
motion to adjourn.
Supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. All in favor? Motion is carried. Thank
Go
you.
Go Wings.
Good evening.